a full house in here on a Thursday, just the way I like it. Welcome to November 17th edition of the morning show here. Got a cloudy sky going on right now. A little bit of blowing snow out there in 22 degrees. Well, it's Thursday, and we're going to start off like we do the 8 o'clock hour every Thursday, talking history with our favorite historian, Jana Gageland. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
We started off in one area. We've totally gone into a different area.
Yeah, we've been all over the map on this one.
You've got something really cool to talk about, though. You sent me an email about this.
I did, and you know, I had gotten a picture from Bruce Eckrey of Red River Jobbing. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, where do you think this was? And so my recollection is that it was directly across from where the old pavilion was.
Yeah, over in Breck, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so I thought, well, that's not so bad. So I found some ads about it, you know, and then pretty soon it said that they were delivering Rock Springs Mineral Water was part of their delivery. And I thought, okay, so we'll talk about water then, too.
Right.
Well, that didn't go very far. I mean, I have a lot on water, but, you know, so then I was looking in the newspapers and there were other distributors who were getting licenses. So I had to find something about those. So let's go back to Red River Jobbing.
Okay, let's do that.
It's been crazy.
Start
it's
there.
Been crazy. Yeah, so in 1935, we have Red River Jobbing. And they were the distributors of Heilman's Old Style Lager. And you were supposed to get that for your New Year's party. So.
And, rich, mellow, and golden.
Yeah.
I love that.
It looks like you could get it into keg, you could get it in bottle, you could probably have a can.
Yeah.
You know, so they had a really good location, you know. They could go east or west and deliver a lot of different things. I also found another one, 1935, but this time they called it Red River Bottling Works. So I didn't know that they bottled at their location.
So they changed their name up to accommodate the bottling? Is that it?
It came back around.
Okay.
I don't know. But it was refreshing and healthful because of old style lager, you know. And then this must have been a really popular one to have on hand. I don't know. It's excellent for giving extra energy.
That's what it says. Hey. You can raise every glass of old-style lager with a joyous here's health and really mean it.
Yeah.
I love the marketing back then.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. You can learn so much from ads.
Right.
So then in the newspaper, not only did Red River Jobbing get licenses, so also did the Hausauer business.
Okay. And that was right across the river.
It was. It was right. Well, it was across the river. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I think it was on the south side.
Okay.
Kind of like where Northwestern Sheet and Iron was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just across the railroad tracks.
Got it.
You know, which is probably, you know, good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they would probably utilize the railroad quite a bit.
Sure.
And so that probably helped with their deliveries. So we have a new kind now. In 1935, and this is...
Well, we're up to Grain Belt
Grain
now. I'm
Belt,
liking that,
yes.
Yeah.
But I love this the title on this ad, The Taste Talks and Tells a Tale of Better Brewing.
Tongue twister, but I like it.
Yeah,
gets your attention.
Yeah, it's Golden Grain Belt. Yeah. So there's nothing like it. That's it. Finest ingredients. So... They were delivering in our area.
And it was territorial. I see that territory distributor here.
Yes, and okay. I think that's how it worked, is that Red River Jobbing had these kinds of beverages, and then Hausauer's had these kinds of beverages, and so you probably didn't cross over.
Right.
You know, you delivered what you delivered. So.
But still, a lot of people here enjoying both of their beverages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Again, we have, I don't know if I gave you that other one from, now you can order this Grain Belt by the case from A.J. Hausauer's.
So, I love this.
Yeah. And now we have a phone number. We can call them.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
So we're moving up technology-wise.
We are.
And I apologize if I sound a little disconnected, but I'm reading these things.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And then another one from 1935, good beer for a good time. That's Hausauer's.
All right.
For Grain Belt. But that was the only one that they were distributing at that time.
They were big on the grain belt.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
And in Red River Jobbing, I had a hard time finding more ads from them. And I think maybe it was more in the Breckenridge paper than the Wahpeton paper.
Okay.
But it says on the side of their truck that they serve both Wahpeton and Breckenridge.
And all of this started with you looking up mineral water.
Yeah, pretty much. And looking at an old photo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, we didn't stop there. There was also in 1940, do you have that one?
I don't.
Oh, I have to give that one to you.
Okay.
1940, we have another distributor. And this one is the Morris Brothers. You know, and if you type in anything that says brothers,
yeah,
everyone had a brother. I mean, it was Green Brother, Wood Brother, Whole Foods and Brother. I mean, every business was a brother.
Right. Keeping so, in the family.
Yeah, they were all many, many family businesses. So we have the Morris Brothers distributing Royal Bohemian and Carlsbrough beers. Now, these were made in Duluth, Minnesota.
All right.
So they obviously had to have them trucked in, and then they could distribute them once they...
I've never heard of either one of those. Have you?
Only
the Royal Bohemian?
Only because I looked it up. But otherwise, no. I think that Duluth and Superior, you know, they probably had a lot of those breweries up there. I think even today they're probably really big into the microbrewing and the, you know, different kinds of new beers.
Sure.
Okay. So.
I love this next one from 1952, yeah, by the way. This is awesome.
The Rock Garden?
The Rock Garden Bar.
Yes. That's another Red River Jobbing one. But now they have another one out there. And I
wasn't aware that Veda and Fred Fox actually owned that initially.
Yes.
Okay.
They had a grand opening that year, so Red River Jobbing was there to help them out with that. And here's where our Rock Springs water comes in. Oh. And now they're also selling ginger ale and then blackjack. Blackjack was a type of whiskey back in that day.
Okay.
I had to look it up.
Not Jack Daniels, though.
No.
Okay.
Jack,
whole different thing.
Yeah, Jack.
All right.
So, yeah, that was in 1952. Looking a little bit more at the Morris Group, this was their ad from 1945. Now, remember, they started in 1940.
So, yeah.
In 1945, they had the Aristocrat of Beers, Minnesota's fine, first, and original premium beer.
All right.
And that's that Bohemian one.
Just the premium beer, but
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Started as a Bohemian.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And so theirs was not just a brewing, but there was also malting. So I think they did a lot of...
Holy smokes, yeah.
That was kind of... And then in the back of that one, you probably have the Royal Bohemian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extra pale. Never before has any beer become so popular so fast.
So light, so fine, so right.
Yeah.
Try it, compare it.
Yes, yes. And now, if you see in 1950, we have the 8-ounce Junior. That was a new thing.
Okay, so moving up.
Well, you could buy a smaller bottle, you know.
Or moving down, yeah. Downsizing.
Instead of the 12-ounce, you could have an 8-ounce. And not to be outdone, Red River Jobbing also had an ad that says, "Meet the Junior, our bonus baby."
Loving this.
8 ounces of, you know, full 8 ounces, not seven, but eight. And they were selling their Heilman's Old Style Lager by the Junior. And just
incredible.
Ask for Junior by name.
Ask for Junior by name. Just say, "I want a Junior."
Yeah. At first, I thought, is that someone who works there?
You know? Or probably a brother of one of them that works there.
No doubt, yeah. No doubt.
Meet the Junior.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, isn't that great? And the bottles are just incredible.
Right.
So in 1954, I think you have that one. Maybe you don't have that one, but...
Hang on.
On the back side?
No, I don't.
You don't have that one?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, in 1954, Morris Brothers sold to Rickles Brothers. You know, Morris had a stage bar downtown. And,
yeah.
And so I'm sure that a lot of their product was there. But then they, you know... got tired of driving the trucks around. And I mean, we covered a probably big area.
Yeah.
Because all these were delivery trucks. And so then they sold to Rickles Beverages. And first of all, it was Rickles Brothers from Morris Brothers.
Of course.
You know, so they were brothers. But
somebody's brother.
Now these, like Hausauers and Rickles, they started selling beverages that were, you know, like sodas, mm-hmm. you know, like Pepsi and different kinds of oranges. And, you know, they were getting into the other things, too, that, you know, families could probably use.
How much more of this stuff do you got? Because we're out of time for today, but this is good because I get to bring you back then after Thanksgiving.
Well, we could talk about water the next time.
Okay,
but
that mineral water.
My last ad is from Red River Jobbing from 1962, and now they have Schmidt here.
Okay.
So, and enjoy a cold Schmidt between frames. So they did a lot of advertising at the bowling alley. And all these groups had a bowling team.
I'm sure they did. Everybody in town had a bowling team back then.
Yep. So anyway, that's your little synopsis. That's all I...
Holy smokes.
I know.
Talking beer today. It started out with mineral water.
It
went off into the beer direction, but...
But it was fun. It was a fun journey.
Janet, I hope you have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
I will. Thank you.
And we will talk the Thursday after.
Sure.
Okay?
I'll be here.
Janet Gageland, talking history here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Join Andrew Zimmel every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on the Voice of the Valley for the Giant Sports Show, brought to you by Giant Snacks, the biggest and best sunflower seeds in the world, and packed right here in beautiful Wahpeton, North Dakota. Giants, go big or go home.
During this Thanksgiving season, Beth and Sue at Hankinson Insurance Agency express their deepest appreciation to their clients for placing their confidence and loyalty in them. We are thankful for each and every one of you. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth and Sue at Hankinson Insurance Agency. This Thanksgiving greeting is brought to you by American Federal Bank in Wahpeton. They wish you a Thanksgiving day full of joy and happiness with your friends and family. And say thank you in appreciation of your business, trust, and loyalty. Happy Thanksgiving from American Federal Bank.
In Minnesota, there is magic in the silence of falling snow that's hard to explain. A coziness of evenings spent by the fire. And there are few words to describe a three-course meal at